This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success with Maria. My beautiful guest today is Aaliyah Adel, who's the owner of The Style Stories, a professional home organizing business based in lovely LA, California. Aaliyah, welcome to my show.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you on the show. First of all, you're wearing my favorite color.
Oh, green.
Green. For many reasons. But I'm so happy to have you on the show because I feel like organization is so important in life, especially for entrepreneurs. It's just for me, every time I get stressed, every time I'm indecisive, I have to get organized. And sometimes, don't laugh, the organization happens in my closet, which my kids make fun of. They're like, how is this related to your business? Why are you organizing your closet when you need to make decisions or organize
your mind? It is related. Yes. This is the thing. People don't realize that like having an organized home literally changes your entire mood and your entire like mental status. Like just walking into your house, and if you're seeing like a pile of mail, that already stresses you out because you're like, oh, I need to open this mail, or oh, I need to put this laundry away, or I need to do this. When you walk in and everything already has a home, you're just like, oh, I'm home, I don't have to do anything anymore, I've been working all day, I get to just chill and relax. And that's where I come in, because you don't have time to put the mail away or like fold the laundry, but like fold your stuff and hang it nicely. Like opening, one of my favorite things and in my own home is my fridge needs to always be organized or else I can't sleep. Like it's a thing. It's my thing.
I love that.
Like I will wake up in the middle of the night like, no, something in there is not right. I need to go fix it. But it's like the little things that, you know, that you just need to like tweak or adjust in your home that just makes you feel calm. Like your home should be your zen space. And a lot of that comes with organization.
I love that. I'm going to go to my next question. So what inspired you to start your company?
Ooh. So a little brief, I studied fashion design and I worked in the fashion industry. And I myself as a person is a helper. Like I love to help people. I want to make a difference in the world. And I just didn't think making a t-shirt behind a desk was making that much of a difference in the world. And I thought it wasn't bringing me joy anymore. And I got laid off like a year before the pandemic. And I knew in my heart, like this was it. Like I wasn't going back to the industry. And I'm like, I know this is my chance to do what I've been meant to do. And I've always loved going into my friends' homes and organizing their closets. So I was like, wait a minute, this is something that like I truly enjoy. Why don't I do this to people I don't know and make everyone else happy? So I started my business in the middle of the pandemic when we all were in quarantine and I had nothing else to do. So I was like, you know what? This is my sign from God. Like I need, and the universe, like I need to sit and spend this time building this business. And I did. And it's honestly been the most amazing, humbling experience. Like, you get it. Like it's so hard running your own thing and having your own business, but it's also so rewarding where you're like, wow, I'm doing all this by myself. Like this is all me. Yeah. So my why is really like, I just want to bring joy into people's homes and I want you to feel zen and calm and love your space. And the Style Stories is every home and person has a story and I just want to help tell it. So yeah.
I love that. Oh, wow. That's so amazing. And I love how your why isn't necessarily about you. Most entrepreneurs, their why is about, well, me, myself, I'll admit to it. You know, when I started my CBD brand, it was because I wanted CBD that had no THC. So the why was because of the problem I was dealing with. And I love how yours is simply about other people. And that's when I feel like when you're in that mindset where you're on the mission to really make this world a better place by helping others, That's when so much will come back to you and you'll just grow in abundance. And I'm so excited. So I wanna talk a little bit about the one thing that you had to figure out, especially starting a company in the midst of the pandemic. I can just imagine how difficult that might have been. So were there any challenges that you came across that you had to figure out, and you think once you figured it out, it took your business to the next level?
For sure. I mean, I started a business in the middle of a pandemic where the business itself was, I needed to go to people's houses and no one was going anywhere in the pandemic. So I would say like the first year, not year, the first like 6 months of the business was really like figuring out like who my client is, or like trying to like build the content on Instagram and the website and stuff. And like really just like taking that, it was stressful because I was like, wait, there's no, you know, everyone thinks like once I launch, I'm going to have like 10,000 people asking me for my business. But it was, again, the timing was crazy. So it was definitely very hard to get clients at the beginning. And I really didn't know, I don't have marketing experience or business experience. I'm so like, I'm such a creative person and I don't deal with numbers. So I struggled a lot with like, where can I show up that's not just Instagram, or like, where can I get my clients? Because to me, I thought, oh, I'm going to put my Instagram up, people are going to love it, and I'm going to get clients. And it wasn't until 6 months in where I actually ended up linking with The Forward Female, which is a creative marketing agency. And at the beginning, I always thought like, I don't need anyone's help. I can do this by myself. Like, I don't need someone to tell me what to do. But it was really like, as much as the business is about other people, I was like, I need to make this successful because I really don't see me working for someone else or doing another job that's not this. So I was like, and I remember my parents would be like, okay, well, what's your plan B? I'm like, there is no plan B. This is the only plan. So we're going to make this work.
Love it.
And they'll be like, no, you can't go through life like this. I'm like, no, I will. Like, this is who I am. If I'm going to put my head into something, it's going to work. It adds a lot of pressure, obviously. So, but it's that drive and motivation where you're like, no, this can't fail. Or, and you know, I hear this quote all the time. It's like, and even if you failed, at least you've done something, you know? So The Forward Female was definitely what helped push my business, because I did get a business coach and I got social media strategy and stuff. And that it taught me like where to market myself, where to go, how to, what pricing, what to say no to, what to say yes to. Because at the beginning of the business, you're always trying to like, you're saying yes to everything. And it's like, you end up hurting yourself in the end. So that was definitely a learning lesson, is don't be afraid to ask for help. And it's okay to say, I don't know how to do this. I need you to show me.
I love that. Have you gotten any mentors who were in similar industries? I knew the importance of mentorship when I was in my early days, I guess, entrepreneurship. But it wasn't until, I want to say, 15 years later, after starting my several companies, that I just one day sat down and I said, I need to have a mentor. I have to have people who can just hold me accountable, be there for me, help me. So I'm curious to know if you've done that.
Yes, I'm so lucky to be surrounded by so many people in my life that like are very supportive. And again, The Forward Female is truly changed my life. Like they, on top of like having their coaching and like their creative agency, they also have the community that they create, and it's an accountability club that meets every week, and like we hold ourselves accountable, we share stuff, and like they like, you know, if you're having a bad day in your business, like talking to other entrepreneurs, they understand. If you talk to your friends, they don't get it, or your family. So I'm super lucky that I have this group in my life, and my business coach Priscilla. She's my I call her my business therapist. Like I don't make decisions unless she approves. I also am very proud to be part of NAPO and NAPO LA, which is a national organization for productivity and organization. And being surrounded by other organizers in the field that have been doing it like years before me, you learn how things started. Like they used to like send like flyers to people's houses, and like they used to look at the like yellow books and figure out like where can they, who's looking for what. And you didn't think that organizing was like dated back to like the 80s and the 90s. So like learning that and also seeing like how far we've come as an organizing community, and also like just having these people in my life that have this experience that I can go to and be like, I'm struggling with this client. Like, what do you think I should do? Or like, how should I approach this? So I'm very lucky and fortunate to have these two groups in my life.
That's awesome. That's definitely going to save you years worth of hard work and mistakes that potentially could happen if you don't have the right surrounding, the right mentorship, and especially if you're not part of an organization that can guide you better. What's one good, well, since we're talking about the organization, what's one good thing and one bad thing, and what do you hope for your industry?
I think the good thing is it's such a rewarding business to be in, because you don't have to wait years to see if you're making a change into the world or into someone's life. Like, I go to people's houses, and by the time I leave, they're like, oh my God, whose house is this? I can't believe you did this. And it's the messages that I get on my way back home of like how, like, I'm getting chills talking about it. For example, I had a client yesterday where I did her son's room. Her son is 3 years old. And he came back from school and he goes, oh, you're organizing my room. And I said, yeah, I can't wait to show you what I do. And then like at the end, when I like, he like closed his eyes and we did a whole reveal, and he just kept saying, oh my God, this is so cool. I love it. I love it. And on my way home, I got a text from his mom, and she's like, he can't stop saying how much he loves it. Like, he's sitting in bed saying like, oh, I love it. And I'm like, this is why I do what I do. Because it's just like literally chills. Like, it just makes me so happy to know that I've like made someone else's day so much better.
And you know what I love about what you're doing is that you're sort of paving the way for them to change their lifestyle, hopefully to start getting organized.
Because 1,000%.
Being organized, I can't work in a messy environment. I can't focus. And most people don't realize that organization is one of the most important things if you're trying to focus. And I keep telling this to my girls. My one daughter is super organized. My other daughter used to be organized, but then I think since she started high school, she just, you know, she's always rushing. So then her room ends up being like this. Mm-hmm. And then she comes home and she has so much homework. So she just doesn't put stuff back. And then for days, her room will be messy, and it drives me nuts. And I keep telling her, how do you focus on your homework when your room is so messy? Just spend 5 minutes to organize it. And so it's a struggle that I'm dealing with. And as a parent, I find it annoying having to talk to her about this over and over. So for me to bring you in and have you deal with that, oh my God, it will probably keep so much peace in my house as a mother.
Because, you know, here's the thing, like, I don't believe in the saying where someone's like, I'm not an organized person. We all are. It's just the matter of the prioritizing and the how much time we want to put into organizing. So to her, she doesn't care that her room is messy, because she could still get stuff done, her daily things done. To you, you're like, no, I need a home that's like super organized. So I think having an organizer, I come in and I set a system. So if you pick up something, you know there's a home for it. So just put it back there. So then everything stays in its place. And I always tell my clients, I'm like, this is not a cheap service. So I don't want you to spend the money if you're not going to upkeep it. I can come in and make it pretty, but there's life happening in this house. It's not going to look Pinterest perfect all the time. So you have to follow the system I put, or else it's not worth your money.
Speaking of the system, how much does the client get involved with you when you're creating the system for
you? So we usually do like a consultation in the beginning where I would look at the house. We talk about like what their goals are and what they like would hope this looks like. Or I always say like, what would your dream pantry look like? Or what would your dream closet? And then I'm fortunate enough that like my clients trust me and give me full force. They're like, whatever, we know you're gonna, we know it. But I do keep them involved in the sense of like, I do a shopping list and I send them an email with the shopping list saying like, this is, I'm using this for this, and I'm using this for this, and I'm using this for this, because they pay for it. I just do the shopping and they order. So I have to explain what everything's being used for. And then I have clients who don't like to be at the around when I'm doing it. And then when they come back, I kind of like walk them through. And then I have clients who like to sit and actually watch my brain work and figure out like how I do it. So it's really up to you, but I welcome all and every, like, it's your home at the end of the day. So I have to cater to you. So, yeah, it's really, it's up to you how much involvement you want to be. But at the end of the service, I do have to give you a rundown. So I know you keep the system in place. And my clients know that I remember where everything is. I will text you and I will call you and I will say, how's the kitchen? Let me see pictures of your closet. Like, I keep them in check.
Oh my God. That would push my daughter to definitely keep her room clean.
I have clients who like I follow on Instagram and then they start buying stuff and I'm like, where are you going to put this? There's no room in your house. Like, where do you think this is going?
I bet the husbands would love you. Cause
oh my God. The husbands are my favorite thing about this job because they're always so against hiring an organizer. And I do one room and they're like, can you come do my side of the house?
Yeah. As you were talking about, you know, pantries and rooms and so on, I was just thinking about businesses. Is that something that, you know, have you come across businesses that need organizational?
Yes, I've done fashion showrooms. So I've worked with a company called Donnie and they had just moved into their new HQ office. And they're like, we don't even know where to start. Mm-hmm. So they had this beautiful space and they had all these rooms and they were like, we don't know what these rooms would be for. And I'm like, well, do you have a trim room? Do you have an archive room? Do you have a sewing, like a office supply room? And they're like, no, do we need this? And I said, yeah, why would you put, you have the space, create space for it. So yeah, I'm definitely always open to other, I'm open to not just doing homes. Like I'm starting to gear it into like, I'm just a professional organizer because I can organize anything. It doesn't just have to be in your house. Yeah.
Love that. And I feel like with your fashion industry background, you really understand the corporate setting and the business setting. And because, you know, I've had a shoe manufacturing company and I remember if I didn't keep that place organized, we would end up ordering satin for no reason because that I had 50 yards of satin sitting somewhere hidden was being, you know, it's a waste of money. And I would spend extra thousands of dollars to order something that I just didn't know I already had. So in that sense, you know, I feel like businesses, especially manufacturing companies, probably benefit more from your service. Yeah.
Like, honestly, even just like any business, like a law firm or any business, like all this, like excess, office supply stuff that people keep ordering. It's like, you have 50 of them already, like use that, but no one wants to go dig for it. No one wants to look for it because again, there is no system in place where you're like, I know where everything lives. Yeah. So I can organize the whole world if you let me.
Oh, I love that. And speaking of the physical organization and the impact that it has on the mental, like I do two different things. When I'm unclear and I feel overwhelmed and I can't seem to make decisions or simply prioritize things on my plate, I usually go and organize my closet and I love giving things away. I don't know what it is about that. I just, things that I'm not wearing every 2 weeks or so, I'll just go through my closet and just remove things that I don't want. And I feel like when I'm giving things away, I'm just like getting rid of, I guess mentally, the things that aren't important.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the other thing that I do is gardening. And in a sense, I find that gardening is also organizing my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, what's from your expertise, from your perspective, how does that work? Why is it so important for us to find a way to physically do something that can mentally help us or get organized?
I think it's honestly, we don't realize it, but our brain almost like shuts down because you're so focused on like folding or so focused on like hanging or gardening or, you know, so you for a second, if you go back and think about it for like a minute, all your like worries go out of the window because you're just so tunnel vision on this thing that you're doing that like it feels so calming to you. Because, and then when you're done, you're like, oh, I can go back and think about my life. But then look how everything is clean and organized.
Love that.
People tell me, how did you get into organizing? Or like, why do you enjoy it so much? And I said, my favorite game growing up was Tetris. I loved hours and hours and hours of playing Tetris. And it's become one of my thing when I'm at people's houses and we can't figure it out. I'm like, let me just Tetris it. I'll Tetris my way around it. And like, I will make it fit. It's happening.
I love that. I love that. Oh my God. You're amazing. I wish you Thank so you. Much luck. You're just gonna, I mean, your personality, your care about making people's lives better, just that itself is just amazing. I mean, I feel like when I'm paying for an expert to come in and help me, when they're really genuinely passionate about their it shows, and it really shows that you're so passionate
Thank
about
you.
It.
Thank
How
you.
Can our listeners get a hold of you?
Go to thestylestories.com. You can email me from there. You'll find my Instagram, Pinterest, makeovers, blog, whatever you do. And I'm honestly, no question is a stupid question. Ask me anything. Happy to help.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your time. And Thank I you. Can't wait to have you back again.
Yes, whenever you need me, let me know.
Maybe we can talk about organization in my office.
Yes,
virtually.
I need to talk to your daughter.
Yes, and my daughter's room. Oh my God, we should do a virtual interview with that.
Oh my God, Amazing. We totally should. I'm down. Let's do it.
I can't wait. Thank you so much for
of
your
course.
Time.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.